Hallelujah, may the peace of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与大家同在。
Thank God for the opportunity to able to share the word of God with you.
很感谢神又再次有机会呢跟大家一起来分享神的道理。
And I would like to use this topic, blessed is he who does not stumble because of our Lord Jesus.
那么今天用凡不因主跌倒的就有福了来做大家互相的勉励。
Let us read Matthew chapter 6.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的六章。
Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. 哦 chapter 11 verse 6, sorry.
马太福音第十一章第六节。凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Yeah, these are the words are spoken by our Lord Jesus.
那么这句话呢，是主耶稣亲口所说的。
Yeah, blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
那么这边说的很清楚哦，不会因为主跌倒的呢就有福了。
Did our Lord Jesus came into the world to cause people to stumble?
那么这句话是不是反过来看，主耶稣来到这个世界上就是要让人跌倒呢？
No, he came to save mankind.
当然不是呢，他是要来拯救世界上的人。
Then why did Jesus say this word?
那为什么主耶稣用这句话来做说明呢？
Yeah, it was because John the Baptist was in prison and having doubts in his mind.
那么这句话之所以会从主耶稣讲出来，就是因为呢，施洗约翰在监狱的时候呢，他对信仰上有了一些怀疑。
Yeah, he began to doubt our Lord Jesus as the Messiah.
那么他开始对主耶稣来到世界上这位主耶稣是不是真的弥赛亚开始有了怀疑。
Let us go back to verse 2 and 5.
我们就回到本章的第二节到第五节。第二节，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去。第三节，问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？第四节，耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰。第五节，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Yeah, see, we see that John the Baptist sent his disciple to ask our Lord Jesus.
这边说到了约翰呢派遣了他两个门徒呢去问耶稣。
Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?
他这两个门徒问耶稣就是很简单，你是那将要来的吗？还是我们在等候别人呢？
Yeah, what he's really saying is that, are you the Messiah?
言下之意就是说，主耶稣，你就是我们在等的那个弥赛亚吗？
You see, isn't it irony for John to ask this question?
从约翰施洗约翰来问这个问题，似乎好像有一点点讽刺。
Yes, because you see, in the past, his job was to introduce our Lord Jesus.
因为约翰在过去一路来的工作呢，就是将主耶稣基督，就是将这个基督呢介绍给所有的人。
Yeah, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Lord.
他所宣告的，也就是耶稣就是这位基督，耶稣就是这位救主。
Yeah, he was preparing the pathway for our Lord Jesus.
换句话，他为主耶稣呢来先打平他要走的路。
Yeah, in First John that we saw, when he saw our Lord Jesus, he proclaimed to the people.
我们看到在约翰福音里面有讲到，当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候呢，他跟众人宣告。
Yeah, said, look, the Lamb of God is to take the sin of the world.
他这边告诉所有的众人说，神的羔羊就是要来除去众人世人的罪。
But today he's not sure anymore.
那我们看到在马太福音呢，似乎他又不太肯定了这位耶稣。
Yeah, he had to send his disciple to find out, are you the Christ? Are you the Messiah?
他必须要再派两个门徒到耶稣门前来问说，你就是我们要等的那个弥赛亚那个人吗？
Yeah, this indicates his faith already shaken.
在这个时候呢，我们可以看得见呢，施洗约翰的信心呢稍微有点动摇了。
Yeah, so Lord Jesus told John's disciple to go back and to tell John.
那么耶稣呢，很自然的回答，告诉施洗约翰派来两个门徒说，你要这样的事情告诉约翰。
What you heard, what you saw, all this were done by our Lord Jesus.
把你所听见所看见的，也就是主耶稣所行的一切事情呢，亲口告诉施洗约翰。
Yeah, you see, all these things that our Lord Jesus has done, John have heard them while he was in the prison.
我们看到哈，施洗约翰虽然被关在监牢里面，但是呢，他略有耳闻主耶稣在外面所做的一切的事情。
Yeah, what he heard, he could not comprehend and had caused him to doubt.
他所听到的呢，他没有办法完全理解，因此引起了约翰的一个怀疑。
Yeah, so that's why he sent his disciple to ask Jesus these questions.
所以呢，约翰派了两个门徒来问耶稣这样的问题。
Are you the one, or are we waiting for someone?
他问主耶稣：“你就是要将要来的吗？还是我们在等候别人呢？”
So how did our Lord Jesus make him understand?
那我们看主耶稣怎么样让施洗约翰在监狱里面。了解这样的事情。
Yeah, all Jesus used the words from the Old Testament.
我们看到主耶稣用了在旧约圣经里面的字。
Yeah, the book of Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5 to 6.
那也就是以赛亚书三十五章五到六节这边所讲的。
Yeah, and Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3 to answer him.
那么用那几节经节呢，来去回答施洗约翰的问题。
Yeah, prophet Isaiah.Has already prophesied the work of our Lord Jesus over 700 years ago before our Lord Jesus came.
也就在主耶稣来到这个世界上前七百年呢，那当时以赛亚先知就已经在预言这位救主即将来到。
Yeah, this was to prove that our Lord Jesus was truly the Messiah that they were waiting for.
也就是要来预言呢，即将要来这位耶稣呢，就是那个弥赛亚，就是那个救主。
And so our Lord Jesus told.John's disciple was in verse 6.
所以我们可以看到在第六节这边主耶稣告诉这两位门徒
Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
所以他才会说出来凡不因我跌倒的呢就有福了。
So this is to reminding us today that we must remember deeply the God of words in the Bible.
因此呢我们今天第一次要提第首先要提醒我们的就是要非常的切记生记在圣经里面的所有的字。
Otherwise, we will end up forgetting, and we will have doubt in Jesus.
当我们一旦开始忘记了，我们就会产生在信仰上的动摇，会怀疑耶稣啊。
Yeah, do not use our own imagination to think about the work of our Lord Jesus.
也就是呢，我们不能用自己的有限的想象空间呢，去想主耶稣所要做的一切的事情。
Yeah, what caused John the Baptist to doubt?
那么约翰施洗约翰呢？为什么在心里面会怀疑呢
？Yeah, it was because at that time he was thinking of the Jewish people are the same.
我们看到呢，在那个时候呢，施洗约翰认为说犹太人应该要被拯救才对呀、
啊。Yeah, and the Jewish people are the same thinking.
那么当时犹太人也是同样的想法。
Yeah, they strongly believe that the coming of the Messiah is to overthrow the Roman.Government.
在他们心里面一致认为说即将要来这个弥赛亚这位救主就应该救神的选民犹太人呢脱离罗马政府的辖制
and to start a new peaceful kingdom.
脱离辖制之后就能够成立一个最新的平安的王国、啊、
Yeah, but when they saw the work of our Lord Jesus was contrary to their thinking.
但是呢主耶稣在世界上传道所行一切事情似乎跟他们想象的不一样。
Yeah, so they began to doubt who Jesus is.
因此他们开始怀疑站在面前这位耶稣到底是谁。
Yeah, they expected to see our Lord Jesus to lead a battalion of soldiers to go on a riot.
因为他们认为呢主耶稣应该带着所有的犹太人来反抗罗马政府的这样的情况才对。
Yeah, overthrowing the government.
然后来推翻当时罗马政府。
And not the kind of work they saw what our Lord Jesus is doing now.
而不是在眼前主耶稣所做的这一切的事情似乎跟他们想象不同啊。
Yeah, it's healing and preaching the good news to people.
看到主耶稣只不过是将好讯息传给人而已。
Yeah, how could this happen? So they think of that.
所以说这样的事情怎么样跟这个救主有关系呢
yeah, is this the Messiah?
所以因此他们开始怀疑，这就是弥赛亚救主吗
？Yeah, is this the church of God?
这真的是神的教会吗
？Is this the true Jesus Church, the only church that can save?
这个真耶稣教会真的是唯一可以得救的教会吗
？So when we see things happen in church.Which we cannot comprehend, we will ask.
因为在教会当中，如果我们看到我们没有办法想象， 用我们的想象力去想象的事情的时候，我们会开始有所怀疑。
God, why?
我们会问神说为什么？
Yeah, why such thing happened? In our church.
为什么这样的事情会发生在我们的教会？
God, didn't you see that?
我们会问神说，你有没有看见这样的事情就在你的教会里啊？
Yeah, actually, when our Lord Jesus said, "Do not stumble because of him."
主耶稣在这边说到，凡不因他跌倒的，就是有福的。
Yeah, he was telling us, "Do not use our own imagination to think of his work. To think of his work."What his work should be.
那么我们看到，换句话也就告诉我们说，我们不能用自己有限的想象空间去想象、去侦测呢神要在这里做的事情。
Yes, but to ponder on his words.
但是反过来是要去思想他的话。
Yeah, do not use our own imagination to replace his work and to replace his words.
换句话也就是不要用我们有限的想象的方式跟空间呢。去想象神应该怎么做，或者去限制神的工作。
Yeah, otherwise we cannot comprehend.
不然的话，我们没有办法去了全然了解。
And accept the work and the arrangement of God around us.
那么我们就没有办法去接受说神的工作、神的话呢，在我们的四周呢产生的效果。
Yeah, and then this will cause us to doubt, and for this reason we stumble.
反过来呢，反而会让我们在信仰上面有所动摇，反而会让我们呢跌倒。
Yeah, so from here, I would like to share with you a character from the Bible for our mutual encouragement.
所以这里呢，我们提出一个圣经里面的人物呢，跟大家一起来共同学习。
Yeah, his name is Asaph.
我们看到在旧约有一个叫亚撒。
And his name, he was a psalmist who almost stumbled because of the Lord.
那么他是一个写诗的人呢。他差一点点呢，就因为主的原因而跌倒。
Yeah, see, the psalmist wrote Psalm chapter 73, a total of 28 verses.
我们看在诗篇73篇呢，总共有28节。
Yeah, at that time, he cannot comprehend the work of God.
在这28节叙述了这个写诗的人呢，亚撒呢，他没有办法去想象呢神的工作。
Yeah, in verse 1, the psalmist tells us beforehand.The conclusion of his unpleasant experiences.
七十三章的第一节，也就是这个作诗的人，事实上已经在这边先下个结论。他把他的经验写在第一节。神实在是恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Then in verse two, he almost stumbled.
我们看到第二节呢，他就说到了他的脚呢，他基本上要滑倒，要跌倒了。
Yeah, then we will go into details, splitting the rest of the passage into two sections.
那我们紧接下来就要把这二十八节哈，其一分为二呢，分成两个部分来看。
Section one start from verse 4 to 16.
从四到十六节就是我们分出来的第一段。
Tell us what causes him to stumble.
也就是告诉我们说这个作诗的人呢，什么事情让他跌倒了。
And then section two from verse 11, from 17 to 28, tell us God give him.Understanding to enlighten him.
那第二个部分从十七节到二十八节，也就是呢，神让这个作诗的人呢，充分了解神的作为。
Let us start from verse two.
我们请看二节，第二节。
Psalm chapter 71, Psalm chapter 73, verse two.
那诗篇的七十三篇第二节。第二节，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑倒。
See, the psalmist tells us that he almost stumbled in his life of faith.
这边看到了哈，诗篇这个诗人呢，在他的信仰生活当信仰当中呢，就真的差一点跌倒了。
Yeah, he has once doubted the true God of heaven of his work.
那么他开始对于神的作为呢，这个天上的这位神的作为开始有怀疑。
And he was unable to accept what he saw.
他没有办法接受他眼睛所看到的事实。
Yeah, God, why?Did you allow this to happen?
换句话，他就是问了神说：“神啊，你为什么让这样的事情在我们面前发生
？”Did you not see?
你难道没看到吗
？Did you not know?
难道你所不知道吗
？Why didn't you fix it?
为什么你不看到问题而解决问题呢
？He began to doubt God and began to criticize and complain.
他开始怀疑神，甚至开始埋怨神，甚至开始抱怨了。
He almost left God.
他基本差一点点呢就要。 离开神了,
and he almost left the church.
那么他也快要离开这个教会了,
and he almost stumbled.
那么也就是说他在信仰上差不多要跌倒了,
what causes him to doubt?
那么到底什么样的事情让他险些跌倒呢?
Let us continue to read verse 3.
我们再看第三节, 第三节, 我见恶人和狂傲人想平安, 就心怀不平啊。
Yeah, when he saw the prosperity of the wicked,
当他看到这个恶人想平安,
and the arrogant, and then he felt unjust and envious of them.
狂傲的人也想平安, 所以他心怀不平啊。
Yeah, he couldn't comprehend the work of God. And why?
从这里他没有办法去了解说神的作为怎么是这样。
Yeah, isn't there a saying that God will repay the good with good?
对世人的相信来说, 神不是以恶报恶吗?
And the evil doer with evil.
然后呢, 以善报善吗? 不都是这样子?
But then what he saw is just the opposite.
但是今天他现在看到在他眼前的事实却完全相反。
Yeah, the good was repaid with evil and the evil was repaid with good.
而是反过来了,恶人被善报了,善人被恶报了。
So when he see all this happening, he was unable to comprehend.
因此在他眼前所发生的这些事情呢,他没有办法理解了。
So he says, why God, is it like this?
为什么神是这样啊?
You know, why is this the case... If it's the case that I cannot accept your work,
如果真的是按照这样做结论的话，我没有办法相信的这位神呢。
Yeah, of course. And again, that he was using his own imagination, thinking, what the work of God should be like.
那么我们会看到这个作诗的人呢，用了自己的想象空间呢，去想神要做的事情。
The Bible also tells us to be good, to be a good man and not an evil doer.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，要成为行善的人，而不是行恶的人。Yeah,
but when he saw the evil doer prosper, he felt in his heart very, very unjust.
因此呢，他看到恶人享平安呢，因此心怀不平。Yeah,
he couldn't comprehend the work of God.
心怀不平，也就是他没有办法服气神所做的作为啊。Yeah,
and so although and after he gone through this life of experience, he made a conclusion.
所以在他经历过整个人生之后，他做了一个结论。
We can see in verse 1.
我们再看第一节。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Yeah, he said God treat those who are pure in heart with goodness. With goodness.
我们看到他这边写了一个结论，神用恩呢来待那些清心的人。
Yeah, our God is a faithful God.
因为我们的神呢，我们所信仰的神是一个忠实的神。
And he does not lie.
他绝对不说谎话。
Yeah, he do what he says, and that is a promise.
我们可以看到神借着他的应许告诉我们，他说了他就会做到。
But at the time that he almost stumbled, what did he say?
那么我们看到当他的信仰差一点要跌倒的时候，他说什么？
Yeah, he said God lie, because what he saw was different from what God said.
他认为他所信的这位神呢是会说谎的，因为呢跟我所见的不一样。
He saw with his own eyes that the evil doer was repaid with good.
因为呢他用世人用他自己的眼睛看到在他面前的恶人真的是得平安呢。
And the good was repaid with evil.
那真的是善人呢却得到了恶报啊。
And that was the fact.
那他认为那个就是个事实。
So to him, God was unfaithful.
因此这样的事实，他就判定神呢是不忠诚、不忠实的神。Yeah,
but now after he gone through this unpleasant life experience, he believed that God is faithful.
但是呢，在他经历过人生这一切之后呢，他却反过来告诉所有人说，神是忠实的神。Yeah,
God will treat those who are pure in heart with goodness.
神的忠实在哪里？在神用恩来待那些清心的人。Yeah,
what do we mean by pure in heart?
什么叫清心的人？
Yeah, a person whose heart has no hypocrisy and have no hidden motive.
清心人也就是说，一个人的心里面呢，没有任何杂念的一个人。Yeah,
such person does not think too much.
这样的人呢，想的不会太多。But
we often think too much.
但是呢，我们看看自己，常常我们的心里面想太多。But
of course, there are things that we should be thinking, so we should put our mind into it.
那么是的，有些东西呢，确实我们要花一些思维下去，因为我们要有一些构思的。
Yeah, but there are things that we shouldn't be thinking about, and yet we spend so much time thinking of it.
相反的，但是有些事情其实不需要花太多的心思下去，但是我们却花了很多的想法。
Yeah, and most of the time we think too much.
那总结。多半的时间其实我们都想太多了。
Yeah, we start putting our own imagination into it.
我们常常用自己的思维呢去框住了神的作为。
Yeah, we think that God's work should be done accordingly to my expectation.
因为我们总是认为神的作为应该是按照我的了解跟我的框框来做。
Yeah, if it's done differently, then it does not make sense to.To me.
如果不是按照我的知识了解的话呢，那么这就是不合理的事啦。
And so the psalmist said, those who are pure in heart, and is also spoken in Proverbs chapter 4.
我们看到那诗篇这边说到说，这个清心的人事实上也在这个箴言的第四章也出现。
Yeah, it says that we should be careful.Be very careful to keep our heart clean.
那么在箴言里面呢，也告诉我们要保守我们的心呢、啊。
Yeah, keep impurity away.
而且是要把不好的事情呢，远远的隔离在我们的心之外、
啊。Why?
为什么？
Because the thought we have will make us the person who we are.
因为呢，我们的想法呢，将会让我们变成那样想法的人。
So we truly need to keep our hearts safe away from contamination.
因此呢，我们要保守我们的心呢，像保守一切一样呢，远离所有的那些污染源啊。
So now we're going to go into detail into section one.
我们再进入这个第我们刚才讲的那个第一段哈，更仔细的跟大家来看一看。
From verse 4 to 16.
我们看到从73篇的第四节开始。
The question is what causes this psalmist to stumble.
那到底什么样的原因呢？是诗人看到了什么样的事情呢？让他差一点滑跌滑了。
The psalmist start to describe the way of the way of life of the evil doer.
我们看到哈，诗篇这位作者哈，很清楚的来形容呢这些恶人呢他们的生活。
Yeah, why did he felt unjust or envious of the evil doer?
为什么他会心怀不平呢？
Yeah, how did he misunderstand God's work?
以及他为什么因也因为这样子，这也就是他为什么会这个误解了神的作为。
Let us read the verse 4 and 5.
我们看四跟五节，第四节，他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。第五节，他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾啊。
Yeah, this was what he saw how they live.
这边看到他以世人的眼光来看呢，这就是恶人的生活了。
Yeah, the evil doer felt no pain in their life.
那么这个他所看到的恶人呢，是生活都没有任何痛苦的。
And they enjoy the luxury of life.
而且呢，是非常的享乐的。
So as we said earlier, that God should repay the good with good and the evil with evil.
就好像我们刚才所讲的，也就是诗人所想的，应该是以恶报恶，以善报善啊。
But then he saw these people living a good life without trouble or without problem.
但是四五节在他眼前的却呈现的是恶人呢，不受苦，不遭灾啊。
And no evil things had came to them.
而且没有任何的恶的事情呢，来到去面对这些恶人。
Yeah, yeah. Even till they die.
甚至到死的时候都没有痛苦。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, how could this be?
那么这怎么是这？他们怎么是这样子
？Yeah, so let's continue verse 6 and 7.
我们再看六七节，第六节，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的颈上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。第七节，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
I see. Then now they become proud and violent.
这边看到更进入形容说他们是强暴的，他们是骄傲的。
Yeah, just like wearing a necklace and cloth, a cloth to show off, showing how great they are.
我们看到他的骄傲，甚至呢，按照诗人的这个形容。 好像链子戴在颈上，让所有人都看到他们非常的骄傲。
Yeah, they get to do evil things when they even think of it.
那么他们可以做那些甚至心里还没有想到的一些恶事，都做得出来。
But then for the psalmist, he could spend the whole day thinking of it, and yet nothing happened.
那么这你会看到说，这个诗人。 会想说我都不作恶，为什么他们想什么就可以做什么呢？
Yeah, it seems that God did not respond to him.
那么看起来呢，神似乎对我的疑问没有解决。
Yeah, let's look verse 8 and 9.
我们再继续看下来，8跟9节。第八节，他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高。第九节，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地啊。
Yeah, see, the evildoer came to the point that they pay no attention to God or to man.
好，八跟九节更进一步了。这些恶人呢，完全不顾念人，更不管神了。
They think they rule the earth and rule the heaven.
因为他们，他在他的眼中认为说，恶人基本上就拥有了上天，拥有了全地啊。Yeah,
but what the psalmist saw with his own eyes is just the surface of things.
这个做事的人呢，事实上他只看到这些人的表面而已。
And that almost caused him to stumble.
在这个表面化的这个事实当中呢，差一点让诗人差一点跌倒啊。
10 and 11.
我们继续看10跟11。第10节，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。11节，他们说，神怎能晓得至高者岂有知事呢？
See, those who fear God suffered greatly because of these wicked people.
在这边，诗人做了一个结论，说神的名啊，之所以会这么痛苦啊，都是因为这些恶人呐。Yeah,
they oppress those who fear God.
那么他们压迫那些敬畏神的人呐。So
this caused them to come back to ask God.
那么因此呢，使得他们再度回来要去问神说为什么。Yeah,
God, what is your reasoning behind all this?
他们再去问神说。 神啊，你的逻辑在后面是什么？Yeah,
this has caused us to be envious.
因为呢，这个会让我心不平啊。Yeah,
this has caused us to question whether we can still believe you or not.
那甚至让我怀疑说，我是不是要继续的跟着这个神啊？Yeah,
God, don't you know and haven't you seen?
那么你看不到，你听不见吗？
Let us continue 12 and 13.
我们再看12、13节。12节，看哪，这就是恶人，他们既是常想安逸。 财宝便增加了。13节，我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手，表明无辜啊。So
he said to himself.
所以他自己告诉自己了。All
this I have done are in vain.
我做的所有这些事情啊，其实啊都是枉然了。Yeah,
in vain I have kept the truth.
也就是说呢，我保持这个信仰呢，也是白费了。Yeah,
in vain I attended services.
那么我来参加这个聚会呢，也是白费了。Yeah,
in vain I prayed.
那么我的祷告事实上也是枉然了。Yeah,
in vain I read the Bible.
那么我读经的，我就算读经也是白读了。See,
while these wicked people always at ease and their wealth increase.
那么看看他们这些恶人呢，常想安逸，而且财宝增加。So
in comparison, that all I have done are in vain.
所以在比较之下，诗人做这样的结论了。我所做的，我所想的，其实都是白费了。
Let's continue. 14 and 15.
我们再看2节14到15节，因为我终日遭灾害，每早晨受惩治啊。15节。 我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子啊。See,
all day long I have been stricken with disease, sicknesses, and got rebuked every morning.
我们看到好诗人说，我终日啊遭灾害，每天早上啊都遭惩治啊。Yeah,
so the psalmist cannot comprehend the work of God.
因此到这里呢，我们可以看得到，作诗的人实在没有办法想象神的作为到底是什么。Yeah,
he now experiences the experience sickness, and what the Bible tells him is different.
换句话，他在读这个神的话当中呢，跟他所守的信仰好像是完全相反的。Let's
look at 16.
我们再看到第16节，我思索怎能明白这事。 眼看时系为难呐。So
here we are. We see that he thought he can understand the work of God.
他以为他可以了解明白神的事,
but it turned out to be a very worrisome task.
但是呢, 他所看到的事实呢, 完全跟他所想的完全相反。
Yeah. See, no matter how hard he tried to think,
也就是说他不论用各式各样的理由去想,
he couldn't get an answer.
他完全找不到这当中的原因是什么。
Why?
为什么长这样子?
Yeah, because he had been using his own imagination to understand the work of God.
因为呢,他想用自己的想法去明白神的作为。
So God, why is it like this?
他会问神说,为什么结论是变这样?
Yeah, God, why did you allow this to happen?
主啊,为什么你让这样的事情就发生在我的眼前?
God, why did you arrange this?
主啊,你又为什么去安排这些事情?
Yeah, God, am I not your child?
反过来问神说：“我不是你的子民吗？”
Yeah, he kept on thinking, but yet no answer.
他一直在这样的问题打转，但是他却找不到答案。
And it seems to be a very worrisome task.
换句话呢，走到这个时候呢，对世人来说呢，每天的生活都非常的担忧可惧啊。
Yeah, yeah. Why?
为什么？
Because what he saw was actually a fact.
因为呢，在他眼见的时候，在他眼见前面的都是事实。哎。
Yeah, and what he experienced in life was the fact.
那么在他的经历当中也是事实。哎。Yeah,
God, how are you going to explain this to me?
他换句话问神说：“神啊，你要怎么样去解释这眼前发生的事？”
Now we go to section two.
我们现在来到第二大段。
Verse 17 to 28.
17节到第28节。
And now God gave him understanding to enlighten him.
那么在这里呢, 神开始给他答案了。
Yeah. At this point, and it's also the turning point for the psalmist.
在这个17节开始呢, 对世人来说, 也是他的转捩点了。
Yeah. What did John the Baptist do?
我们看刚才我们讲到的施洗约翰他做了些什么事。
Yeah, he sent his disciples to ask our Lord Jesus, for answers.
他派他两个门徒呢，去到耶稣的跟前呢，问耶稣到底怎么回事。
We have a problem. Don't embrace the problem. Embrace God.
那么我们会看到说，是的，我们遇到了问题，不要让问题困扰我们，然后似乎又把这个问题困扰了神。
I know we have to embrace God.
那我们要能够拥抱这位神啊。
The thought of God is much higher than that of man.
因为呢，神的意念呢，远远高过人的想法。
Yeah, so how can we mere man ever comprehend the work of God?
因此，我们这微小的人怎么样去想象那创造者的伟大的想法？ Yeah,
now the turning point for the psalmist start in verse 17.
所以十七节诗篇73篇这边告诉我们了这位诗人的转捩点了。
When problem arise, return to the Bible for answer.
当他眼见为凭的那种信仰的时候，要去找答案，就要。
回到圣经了。 Yeah, now the psalmist entered into the sanctuary of God, and he could discern and able to see the ending of the evildoer.
第十七节这边很清楚的，他说：“等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。”
Let's read 17 to 20.
我们十七到二十节，第十节，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。第十八节，我实在把他们安在滑地。 使他们掉在沉沦之中。第十九节，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉！他们被惊恐灭尽了。二十节，人睡醒了，怎么看梦？主啊，你醒了，必照样轻看他们的影像。
Describing the ending of the evildoer.
这里告诉我们说，他终于看到了这些作恶者的结局。Yeah,
see, in the past, he felt unjust. Felt unjudged by the evildoer.
那么在前一大段呢，在他的心里面呢，一直是心怀不平啊。But
what he saw just the superficial side of life.
但是他这个心怀不平呢，却只是看到了这些生活的表面性质而已。See,
we must look from everlasting to present.
我们必须要从永生看到今生。
Not looking from the present to everlasting.
反而不是从今生的去看那个永生。
We must look from God's perspective, not from human perspective.
换句话，我们要从神的眼光来看生活，而不是从人的眼光来看生命。
Yeah, if we look from a perspective of man, we cannot be able to comprehend.
如果我们用人的角度来看神的事情，是完全不能理解的。
And we cannot accept what we see.
这样的不能理解，甚至来到了没有办法接受所看到的。
See, once he returned into God's sanctuary.
那么当他这里说到了，回到了进入了神的圣所之后呢？
He has returned and came before God.
而且他是回到了圣所呢，来到神的面前。
He has returned to the Bible.
他已经，换句话，他回到了圣经了。
To the Word of God.
那么去了解了神的话。
The Word of God has enlightened him.
神的话呢，真的把他点亮了。
Now that he can pondering over their ending.
那么他可以去思想呢这些恶人的结局。Yeah,
he does not look at their life.
他不再是看这些恶人呢表面上的生活而已。Yeah,
in verse 18.
18节。
Yeah, now he saw God had actually set them in slippery places.
18节他终于看到了，他看到神把这些恶人安在滑地上了。
Yeah, what will happen when a person standing on a slippery place?
如果一个人被安放在放置在滑地上，是什么样的结论？
Yeah, he will fall anytime.
那么在滑地上会让站在上面的人随时跌倒。Yeah,
you may see them living a good life.
也许从表面上他们似乎还看起来是过得不错。Yeah,
with pride, like necklace.
那么，比如说像刚才所讲的，他们把骄傲当项链挂在颈上。And
with violence like wearing garment.
那么再用这个残暴、用强暴呢，当成他们的外衣。See,
yeah. Looking good from the outside.
换句话，从外表上看起来很好啊。And
who knows?
但是谁知道呢
？Perhaps they never even experience a good night's sleep.
那么，也许呢，他们在晚上的睡觉呢，永远不曾睡好过。Yeah.
They will sleep and fall. To ruin.
那么也，他们也许在睡觉当中就会来就遭害了。Yeah.
Let's look at verse 21 and 22.
我们看到21跟22。21节，因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。22节，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般呐。Yeah.
When he awakened, he felt ashamed.
当他真的被神的话惊醒之后，他觉得事实上是很无知的。
Shame and ignorant and felt like a beast before God.
他这样形容自己以后，他说愚昧无知啊，在神的面前跟畜类是一样的。But
why beast?
为什么这边他自己形容说是畜类？
Yeah, because beasts react very quickly.
因为呢，他认为畜类呢的反应呢是很快速的。And
they bite people.
很冲动的，就是想要咬人而已。And
they don't think over, they don't think before they act.
那么畜类不会三思而后行啊。Yeah,
in the past, he just say what he want to say without thinking.
那么在这之前的第一段呢，他就是看什么说什么。Yeah,
but now he acknowledged that he has acted foolishly before God.
但是呢，他现在他反观之后呢，他觉得他认为他在神的面前真的是愚昧无知啊。
23 and 24.
我们看23、24。23节，然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。24节，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里啊。Yeah,
now he knows that God continually guiding him throughout these problems.
23节，他终于认知了，他知道说是神跟他同在。 牵着他的右手呢，经过所有的困难。Yeah,
he wants to be with God, and God will guide him with God's direction.
那么他也愿意顺服神的训言引导呢，让他能够被带着走。Yeah,
yeah, and then he will receive he will receive glory after that.
然后以后呢，必接我到荣耀里啊。25 and 26. 我们继续看25、26。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？ 除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。26节，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。Yeah.
Now he knows, beside God, there is no one else.
在这边非常重要的一个认知， 除神之外，他已经没有任何人了。
God is my strength.
因为呢，神是我的力量。
And God is my portion.
神是我的福分，而且是直到永远的福分。
Let's read 27 and 28.
我们继续看27、28、27节。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你的行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。28节，但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主神为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
See, those who are far from God and those who have stumbled and fall, they shall be perished.
在这边告诉他告诉我们很重要的一件，远离神的行淫的都会被灭绝。
Yeah, it is good for us to draw near to God.
换句话呢，亲近神是绝对对我有益。
Now that is to say, embrace God.
换句话，也就是要能够拥抱这位神啊。
Don't embrace the problem.
不要去拥抱问题啊。
Yeah, if we embrace problem, in the end, we will stumble and we'll lose our faith.
我们如果紧紧抱着问题打转呢，我们将会失去自己的信心，将会得到最后就是一个灭亡而已。
Yes, we will doubt God.
我们会开始怀疑神。
God is unjust.
我们看到我们的神呢是公义的神。
God is unjust and God doesn't love me.
那么我们会下错的结论，认为说神是不公义的，神不再爱我了。
And God is lying.
神是撒谎的神。
Yes. So don't embrace problem.
换句话呢，不要围着问题打转。
It will make us lose our faith in the Lord Jesus and we stumble.
因为在这打转当中，我们会失去了对神的信心，失去了对神的依靠啊。
Lastly, let's read Psalm.
我们最后来看诗篇。
Chapter 37.
我们看37篇。
Verse 1-3.
诗篇的第37篇的1-3节，第一节：不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。第二节：因为他们如草快被割下，如青菜快要枯干。第三节：你当依靠主而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
David, who wrote this Psalm 33,
诗篇三十七篇是由大卫所作。
And the psalmist, Asaph wrote Psalm 73.
那我们刚才看到哈，亚撒的诗呢是诗篇73篇。
They've both gone through similar kind of unpleasant experience.
在他们两位的生活当中，他们都经历了并不是所谓的好的生活。
Yeah, they saw evil doer prosper and they felt unjust.
在他们两位的生活当中，他们都亲眼见到这些恶人非常的亨通啊。
And what did David said here?
我们看大卫怎么说。
Trust in the Lord and do good.
他说呢，要能够信靠神而且行善。
Feed on his faithfulness.Our God is a faithful God. Return to Him.
然后呢，在他的信实，要以他的信实为粮，要回到他的信实上。
Yeah, don't be anxious and don't be envious because of them.
不要因为恶人行恶就心怀不平。
Yeah, of course, the things we saw with our own eyes are fact.
我们亲眼所见的，确实似乎它是个事实。
But the actual work of God, is not what we see.
但是神真正的意念跟真正的行为不是我们所能够看得见的。
Yes, and so we must trust in the Lord.
反而我们要生出对他信实、信实的信心。
Do good.
那继续的依靠他来行善。
Do the will of God.
而且是按他的旨意来做行善。
And what God has arranged, we must accept.
神所安排的，我们都能够顺服。
Don't because of the environment.Lose faith on God.
不要因为环境而让我们失去对神的信心。
Yeah, a person who fears God.
一个敬畏神的人。
Would not change even the environment change.
不会因为环境改变而改变对神的信心。
Feed on His faithfulness.
能够真的以他的信实为念。
Yeah, God's faithfulness is our food.
因为呢，这边说到了他的信实就是我们的食物啊。
Yeah, so when God said He will do.
当神说他要这么做
，He will surely do, and it will be done.
那么他当然一定会做，而且会被完成。
And that is the promise.
那么这就是神的应许。
Yeah, blessed are those who do not stumble before, because of the Lord.
所以不因主而跌倒的呢，就必蒙福啊。
Blessed are those who, thank God that I am my servant here.
那么很感谢神， 正道到此。
May God bless everyone.
那么愿神祝福所有人。
May all glory and honor to be given to our Lord Jesus.
那么愿一切的荣耀都归于天上神的圣名。
Let us arise and sing hymn 403.
我们请一起来起立唱赞美诗403首。